You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. The state DOT officials overseeing the planned street grid to replace the I-81 viaduct in Syracuse took time Wednesday to clarify some details and stress the benefits of the nearly $2 billion project. The recommendation came Monday as part of a 15,000-page report on the project's social, economic, and environmental impacts. DOT Regional Director Dave Smith wanted to make it clear that the commute to downtown and University Hill will be much the same as it is today, if not better.
The idea is when people get to the downtown area, they'll have more options to use the street grid, which we're going to improve, right? So that'll help remove some of the load that's on some of those intersections like Adams and Almond that are very busy today.
The part of the highway between the current I-481 interchanges would be called the I-81 Business Loop, providing high-speed access to I-690 from the north and Martin Luther King Drive from the south. In between would be a new 1.2-mile boulevard. Project Director Mark Frechette says the state will cover the cost of rebuilding the many streets linked to the project.
Almond Street, but Krause and Irving. We have plans to convert Adams and Harrison to two-way. So we will be touching those and doing work on those. The West Street interchange gets totally redone.
Officials say the start of construction is still about 2 years away. A public information meeting followed by hearings will be held this summer. The final plan, including financing, should be in place by late 2020. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.